This is Victoria Davis, a.k.a. The Victator.
And this is Laura Jean Moore, a.k.a. New Brit.
And you are listening to Livin' and Lovin' in NYC.
Woo! So, because this is our first podcast, we thought we would tell you a little bit about who we are. New Brit, which is the one speaking right now, is a bisexual woman living in Brooklyn, New York. I am originally from the South, although I lived in the Pacific Northwest for a while. And I'm in a relationship. I've, like, fucked a lot of people. I'm divorced. I've messed up a lot in my relationship. So, like, I would say this is really whatever advice we have to offer is probably trial by error. But yeah, that's all you need to know now, because I'm sure you're going to find out a lot more sordid details as we get into things.
This is true. And I'm the Victator, and I have never even been married, so my advice is worth even less. I am a single, underemployed, homoflexible lesbian who spent most of her 20s in long-term relationships, and in her 30s is now being slutty for a lesbian. And I would define slutty for a lesbian having a new partner once a month or every
really?
Couple of weeks. For a lesbian, that's slutty.
Do you feel
it's
like,
hard to be slutty.
I feel like gay dudes slutty for gay dudes is probably like
every other day.
Other day.
Yeah, exactly. So slutty for a lesbian, that's me. Like I said, I'm flexible, so once in a while in a very blue moon, I'll be attracted to a man. Doesn't freak me out. If I want to act on it, I do. Doesn't have to change my identification.
Do you have, like, a type?
Of man?
Yeah.
Really gross and burly, or actually, more accurately, George Costanza, I think.
Oh, kind of like pervy old.
Oh, pervy
no?
Short. Pervy old, short and fat.
Okay.
Would be perfect.
Fascinating.
With, like, a really kind of, like, short but stumpy dick. And, like, some and some chest hair. Or whatever. It's not like I've thought about it. But as someone who's very open to dating people,
you just like horrified every like lesbian.
I think I did. Yeah. If I was planning on getting a girlfriend from this podcast, I think it's not gonna happen. Which is, you know, which is fine. I'll just keep slutting it up at my slow pace.
And like a lot of stuff happens this month in our podcast silence, besides in our own lives. You know, as
yes, that's also true. Yeah.
But in the historical lives of everyone,
mm-hmm. The whole damn world,
Pride happened this month,
which was a big, big to do.
Big to do.
For what reason?
Well, concurrent to New York Pride.
Yes.
Other prides had already happened, but concurrent to New York Pride, the Supreme Court ruled that ladies can marry each other, and gentlemen can marry each other as well.
Yeah,
and this is, like, a really big deal.
No, I know. Were you kind of surprised as much as I was by how many people's first reactions were, this is great, but?
I was really surprised by that, because it's almost like we can't have nice things anymore.
Yeah.
Without always qualifying how everything else sucks. And, like, I sympathize with this idea that, like, okay, one thing off the checklist is done. Let's move on to other things. But I also kind of feel like, come on, everybody should get their day.
And this is actually probably the biggest achievement of the queer rights movement ever.
Ever.
Like,
really. I really liked, I think you had written somewhere on Facebook in a discussion about this, about how this basically extended the rights of the 14th Amendment.
Yeah, right? Which I accidentally at the time wrote 4th, and then was like, oops, I'm a political science major here. But yeah, no, that's exactly it. And it sets the precedent that queers are as protected and as everyone else, and that they have personhood. Legally.
Right.
Legally, they have personhood.
Right.
This is like the only actual really big nationwide law, either statutory law or judicial law,
right,
that declares that, and that is nothing less than a huge turnover.
Huge step to being protected under the law.
Yeah, and that is in turn going to have to result in like plenty of people citing these precedents to extend rights to, hopefully transgendered people. I know this is a little crazy, but maybe in 100 years, poly people. I don't know.
Dun, dun,
but even more importantly, and you know, right in front of us, local laws that still allow people to discriminate,
right?
You know, for jobs and
right, or even housing. I was thinking some of the law. Somebody posted something about how one of the states had just passed a law saying that gay couples couldn't adopt. And I feel like if that's challenged now, like, it's not going to work.
How can that hold up?
It would not hold up.
Yeah, because basically
the only discrimination is over sexual orientation, and you can't do that anymore.
And that is now basically it is now the
law.
It is now the law of the land that your sexual orientation is a protected class under the 14th Amendment. So
woo!
Fucking who?
Woo!
Fucking who? Is the creator,
behind the scenes
curator, behind the scenes person of kpiss.fm.
Yes.
Not to put you on the spot, Sherry.
Go ahead.
I promise I'm not hitting on you, because if I were hitting on you, you would know, because my basic move is let's make out.
Good move. Classic.
It works
classic
so well.
Classic move.
It works so well.
Classic move.
So I'm not saying that, but I've always thought of you as a straight woman. Are you a straight woman?
Yes.
Okay, so then I need to ask you a very serious question.
Okay.
I saw you on Tinder recently.
You did not.
I did. But you must obviously not have women.
Oh.
Do you have women checked?
I'm very lonely.
She's open.
But so you do have women.
No,
I mean,
I'm kidding. Actually, you know what? I'm putting it out there. You know what? No, I have a really hard time meeting girls as just friends.
Oh God. So you're one of those. You're trying to like meet friends on Tinder.
Well, no, I guess so.
Okay. Well, that's,
yeah. But I'm just kidding. No, actually in that case, it is selected wrong. So I need to update
like,
that.
But to be clear, you do have women selected. I'm just really curious about Tinder's workings.
Yeah.
Because what I don't understand is, like, I'm someone who, and they need to adjust their whole, like, gender thing, because they do right now only have male and female, et cetera, and who you're looking for and all that stuff. Woohoo, I'm a great feminist. But, like, I still see, like, guys sometimes. And I don't think that they're like.
I think some people are really dumb on the internet and they don't like.
There's also dudes I know who specifically want to sleep with lesbians. It's weird.
Oh, well,
this was a
thing that I saw on Bynet.
There's this guy on Craigslist who is constantly posting in casual encounters for a lesbian to sleep with him.
Oh, God, I shouldn't know about this. I'm going to get really drunk one day and, like, find him.
But,
oh,
like,
man.
Some of the girls on Tinder do look really cool, you know?
Like, you want to be friends with them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Or just kiss them for a while.
Yeah, but maybe I don't, you know?
Yeah, I don't see. That's
so
the thing. That's
effort.
The thing is, I don't see you wanting to kiss them. And
yeah,
but, you know.
No, I mean, sometimes I don't even really want to be friends with them.
Oh, okay.
I think I do, but
a
then,
reluctant friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what else could you want in this world?
I don't know.
I actually do have some reluctant friends. I have those friends that, like, I love all of you friends who are listening to this. I'm not talking about any of you. They're like, let's hang out, and you're like, all right.
I don't get the Tinder thing, because I haven't really been that active on it. Like, I set it up once. We don't have that much time left of the show, but you know what? Tinder, you know what I used it for? Main thing? I needed a place to crash in Williamsburg once, and I had been talking to this guy on Tinder for, like, 2 weeks, and I went on my Tinder date with him that night because I knew that he would let me crash at his place, but he didn't know that. And
so Airbnb, Tinder.
Yeah, but here's the thing. So we go to the bar, and I really, like, it was like a job thing. Like, I needed, you know, I was way on the Upper West Side. Like, I really just had to fucking be in Williamsburg that night. And you know, we're at the bar.
Sorry, that's...
We're at the bar, and he was being super... Oh, and also, I was already at a party. Not for him, but I was at a party, so I looked really hot.
Okay.
Anyway, so it was, like, really convenient. But he was, like, when he saw me, he was, like, slam dunk, like, this is happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was, like, do you want some calamari, you know? He bought me some calamari, which is obviously, you know, seals the deal.
Ooh,
Tip to men out there, calamari.
But then
seals
we
the
had
deal.
This totally like logical conversation, which was like, what do you do? What do you do? Like, no chemistry.
Yeah, no fucking chemistry.
I write a magazine. Like, it was just stupid.
He writes
shitty
a whole
magazine.
That sounds
and
great.
Was, like trying to be paper. Like, he's the kind of guy who like thinks paper is really cool.
Still?
Wants to be the next.
Like,
yeah,
still.
Like now.
Okay.
Like he was telling me about his event for his shitty, like.
Yeah.
Mock paper magazine.
This is where I get lit.
Yeah, but he was hot. He was.
You don't
hot.
Even need calamari.
No, but he was also like, yeah, I'm hot. Like, of course this girl's gonna fuck me. Like,
yeah.
You know, but no moves. Like, and then he asked me back to his place, and this is like, no hands, no kiss, the most boring conversation ever. No chemistry. He's just like, yeah, so you want to go to my place? And I was like, yeah, of course, because. So then we go to his place, and we have not fucking touched each other, okay?
All
we have
right.
not touched each other.
There's nothing to build
just,
on, he starts, but calamari.
He just takes us clothes off.
He did the naked
man. And I'm wearing
he did
my...
the naked man.
And I'm still wearing clothes, and he's kind of looking at me, because I guess he thought that I was going to get undressed, too. And he's standing there in his underwear, and I'm fully dressed, and I'm just staring at him. And then I was like... He's like he didn't really know what to say. He didn't really say anything. And then I'm like, well, I'm like, is this how all your Tinder dates go? Like, do people just take their clothes off and fuck you? And then he goes, no, but they don't use my place as a hotel either.
Oh!
But then I was like, yeah, but it's really late. So like, I can still crash here, right?
Oh my God.
And did you?
And I did, yeah.
All right. Talking about getting, you know, just going slow, etc., and then getting to, you know, I really want to quote a friend of mine who listens to the podcast. We'll call him Z.
Hi, Z.
I told him that we'd be discussing this,
okay.
And
okay.
His girlfriend actually texted me. Conolingus starts as gentle as a butterfly, ends up like a bulldog eating a bowl of oatmeal.
Oh my God!
So,
oh my God! I feel like a topic we haven't touched on that we wanted to was the hair of the pussy.
Oh, yeah. Pussy hair.
Pussy. And
pussy hair preferences?
Pussy hair preferences for ourselves, for looking others. I have a particular story I want to share, but you started.
No, talking. No. It sounds like you have the...
Okay, so I like my pussy hair. I enjoy the extra stimulation that it gives when it is caressed. But I have also felt at different times in my life like I should have a more bald ass pussy, and so I have gone through different iterations of the pussy hair. I shaved it briefly in college. When by briefly I mean for like a week, and I never did that again. And then I went for a long time with just like a beard trimmer situation where I would keep it really short. And then lately I've been letting it all hang out. But that brings me to my story, which is that right after college, my family gave me a little bit of money, and it was. I guess it was seed money for life, but like any...
You spend it on your pussy?
Irresponsible, basically. Like any irresponsible person. I went to Europe by myself, and I didn't shave my pussy or do anything to myself for weeks and weeks. And at the end of my trip, I ended up in this town called Viareggio, which is a town on the coast of Italy where all the Florence urbanites go to vacation. And I drank a carafe of wine, and I propositioned my waiter... And you might not know this, but in Italy, if you want to take someone back to your hotel room, you actually have to pay more money because it's like they charge by the person for the hotel room. And I was like a cheap bastard. So I was like, let's not go back to my hotel. I was like, let's go to the beach.
Fucking
ass. So we went to the beach. And
cheap as sex.
I know, right? And on the beach in Italy, they have, usually during the day, you like rent a beach chair, but at night, you kind of sneak in and the beach chairs are all there.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up laying on this beach chair, and he went down on me on my like hairy, hairy pussy. Mm. This guy, my waiter, it turns out I found out from him, was on leave from the Italian Navy. And he
Ooh.
Went down there.
Was he wearing a uniform?
He was not. He was in his waiter digs. But, like, it was right by the water. The ocean was, you know, flowing the way the ocean does. The moon was high in the Mediterranean. And he was eating my pussy like he'd never tasted anything so good in his life. When his like, mustache beard, like, blended with my pussy hairs. And he kept saying in between things, Bella, Bella, Bella,
oh
Bella.
Oh, my God.
Bella.
This is the most Italian thing that ever happened.
Oh, my God. And while he was jerking himself off, and he came eating my pussy. And, like, it was one of the hottest things that has ever happened to me.
And you don't think it would have happened if your pussy
was by the way,
I
was cheating on my boyfriend at the time. When I was
it might have been one of the hottest things that have ever happened, period.
It was so amazing. And then right afterwards, I was like, I really have to pee. And at that point in life, I was 22. I had, even in front of my live-in boyfriend, I had never peed before. And he was just like, go over in the sand. And so I went and, like, squatted and peed in the sand. And the sun was there and the waves were coming in. And I was like, this is fucking great. Like, when I'm, like, decrepit in a nursing home, I'm going to remember this night and be so glad that I just fucking went for it, you know? Because I got my pussy eaten out by this gorgeous Italian man who loved my hairy pussy. And I think, honestly, ever since then, part of the reason I love my hairy pussy is because he thought it was so beautiful.
Yeah, and I think jumping back to what Jax was saying about there just being there's just way more identifications now that we just didn't even have.
I know,
and that's
so
a good thing. Yeah,
Butch, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah, and I'm done.
Mic drop.
Yeah, I did Butch forever. Yeah,
Butchness. It's real.
I feel that. I feel a lot of times it's like that's fine. Honestly, I don't. I think I didn't come out as trans for as long as I waited as long as I did because I was like, that's fine. This is fine. I don't know. Things just sort of seemed fine. I know that's not the experience for a lot of people, but
when you say that something was fine, what exactly do you mean?
Well, I was pretty open.
Like what label?
Butch. Okay. Yeah, I identified as Butch. Or later, I think I said like masculine identified a lot. Or I would just say I identify as non-binary. I'd say that a lot. And it just seemed to work. I don't know. For me, it just seemed fine. And I think it was a good friend. Can we say names on this?
I said some names.
It was a good. It was a conversation with someone we know. I don't know if Jax knows her, but Marina at a Denny's in upstate New York.
Denny's!
And she was
our
like,
sponsor.
Yeah, our sponsor. Plug for Denny's. And she was just sort of like, hey, you know, it doesn't have to just be fine. You know, like you can identify how you want to identify. And I was like, but this works. And she's like, yeah, but life is short and, you know, you should identify how you want to. And that was the first time I kind of was like, all right, I guess maybe it's worth it to make the clarification. But
well, I remember a conversation that we had with Marina one time where you said to us, you're like, all these girls date me and they think I'm going to be like this like soft like girl version of these guys they have crushes on.
Yeah.
But then I'm actually like a dude. I'm actually like a dude bro. And like,
yeah.
And they like take a minute to figure that out. And then that's real. And then like, it was only a few months later that you were like, yeah, I'm actually a dude bro, y'all. Like that's actually true.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, totally. Confusing straight girls, I guess for a while.
So you've already heard at least one voice of our guest. I will introduce her in a second, but beforehand, I want to tell you about the experience of when I met her.
Okay, by the way, we also have two guests.
We have two guests.
So we should make that clear.
We have two guests, but I'm only hitting on one of them.
Right, it's true.
So,
there was
I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah.
There was musical chairs before you got here to make sure that the Victator sat next to the guests were introduced.
Yeah, I mean, I made up a reason, but it was, yeah.
It's true. It sounded so legit. It was so legit.
It sounded legit.
It was like,
it sounded legit. I mean.
Yeah, and I think we're all a little more comfortable. So Newbert and I were at this thing called Sex at a Go-Go, which is like both like a sex education thing and performance thing and burlesque thing, and Foxy was one of the panelists slash performers, and she walked up on stage and I think Newbert saw my face.
Oh my God.
And I said, I'm in love.
Instant. It was instant.
I know. But then and so I started this whole thing in my head where we began this intense romance. Foxy, we were it was we were really going somewhere, but then you dropped on stage at your poly.
Uh-oh.
And dun, while I am very slutty when I'm in love, such as I was with you, I just can't share. And so then my heart was broken.
You don't know, is you already went through like all the stages of relationship with the Victator.
It's true. Like we fell
just
in love.
In absentia.
We can get back together in your next slutty summer. Like that's what we're
doing. Yeah,
let's do
your
it.
Next slutty summer, there's just an option, and then we'll have our breakup moment right when it gets.
I just can't fall in love with you. That's
perfectly fine.
It's a
totally
danger. Look, it's a danger for monogamous people when they meet really cool poly people. Like, I had this happen to me.
Yeah.
Like, you meet, like, a really cool poly person, and you think that they hung the sun and then the stars and the... Well, I mean, the sun is a star. But, you know, all the celestial objects...
Were hanging brain?
As though they were put there by this person, and then you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But I want them to be mine! And then it's like, no-go. You have to create barriers in your mind.
I will say that I tend to... Anybody that I'm dating who's monogamous, I always encourage them to keep dating while we're seeing each other.
That's good.
Specifically so that they understand that, like, I'm well aware this has a shelf life, like milk.
Yeah,
milk is great
totally.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
But if you let it sit for too long, it's no longer as cool on your cereal. So because of the shelf life, you've got to keep dating. Like, I'm like, okay, who did you meet? Did you get her number? That girl's really cute. Because you have to be the facilitator to allow them to move on from you easily. If you're going to be poly, you have to deal with such things if you want to date.
Understood.